Right now. Honestly, woman, this is not the time for your bullshit. Leave that hunk of junk, or we'll be minced meat.
That doesn't matter. With enough evidence, we can prove everything to any court in the land. These folks belong in the slammer.
Gentlemen.
This is Eloise McRae, on March 20th, 1949.
This isn't the time for a diary entry. Let's get a move on. Before they find us. If we get past the big meadow of black-eyed Susans, there's an old car out there.
You have had a car this whole time? And only thought to tell me after we scampered around town with the circus on our tail?
Well, because it's a half-finished project.
Half-finished? What half is missing?
You're welcome to find out. After you're dead in a ditch because the brakes are faulty. But that's only if you can figure out how to attach a tire first, woman.
You didn't think to fix those first?
There wasn't a reason to, till now. Behind the old house.
Then please inform me why. For some reason or another, why?
I don't know, Mabe, but son of a biscuit. Debacle has my head acting all funny.
I'll keep a lookout. You get that old rusty box going. Just don't step in through the rocks over there. Looks like ring.
A ring? Gods, Mabe's been feeding you this nonsense too. There's only so much I can do right now.
They're here somewhere. Kelly, we promise. Lord above, let him be okay. Let him come home. Finally catching up with the old town.
I'm not young enough to be chasing fairies anymore.
Right. I apologize on my husband's behalf. He's been nothing but a trouble.
Far in the woods ever.
George Walsh, what are you doing out here? Get home.
My friends led me here.
Mabe and Edwin and whoever else is in the pack out there, they are not our friends.
Not those folk, these folk. This is Mr. and Mrs. I'm not sure they'll tell me a name eventually, but this one hasn't yet.
Now this isn't the time for this make-believe.
Hello, as you say in the nowadays.
Hello, bro. Hello, how do you do? Such a cute name you gave me, Ellie. So long ago now.
You weren't kidding.
Where is my hello, Ruru?
Hello?
Well, with salutations over, it's time to come home. Just like you agreed, Ellie, you've lost our game.
What game?
The one that was agreed on, silly. Don't lie to me, Ellie. regarding those skin-covered manuscripts.
We agreed. I believe I would remember talking with you.
Well, I could not speak with you face to face. No.
What are you after? How do you know Miss Mc...
Don't say it.
Say what?
My name. It's part of the... Part of... You mustn't...
Well, that's a childish way to say it.
I think it's time to stop dawdling.
Sugar Pea, don't leave me behind.
Mabe, just what are you doing?
Saving you. Silly man, but you're mine. So I have to take care of
you. They're mine!
It's true what they say.
A fairy's ring is a source of the power.
Oh, shut it! If you knew that, why bring my husband into the forest? He doesn't know better.
But you knew.
That is enough whip from you. I should have never trusted you. Never should have called. I was delirious, scared, and vulnerable. You took advantage of me just to steal him away. I heard what it said to you. You were conspiring. This has all been a ploy.
You are a loon. You in this town. And I have the proof just here. This case is closed.
Do not talk about injustices to me. Nobody can take this man from me.
Woman, you have lost your damn mind. This is not...
Nobody's taking it. But I have to prove it here and now that you are my husband. So either die like the fairy you are or let the Lord breathe new life into you because you are my Reuben. Will come back to me with the wisdom of God. Or so help me, this forest will burn.
Reuben?
Get away from us, creature.
You would stab your own husband. You are the creature, the monster. You and this whole town, nothing but crazy folk believing in superstitions and parading around your superiority. Yes, these creatures exist, but why antagonize them further?
Because they take our husbands. Our children, our family, and friends, and replace them with fakes. One of their own, a changeling. While they enjoy the people who were supposed to stay in our lives, fulfill their ambition, and enjoy life as a human. Not some wicked magical beast.
And you risk killing your husband?
I would risk anything for him.
How many made it? I saw the cemetery. There were hundreds. Your husband would have been just the same. They don't take and replace people.
They have, and are actively holding my Reuben away from me. Leave Miss Eloise in the crate.
That is enough of this. Whatever my Eloise says goes. And I can't let you hurt my Reuben like that either.
He isn't yours, you... Ah!
Life.
And thanks to that practicing, I've learned just a wee bit of your new vernacular. So strange how this world has changed. That just doesn't... That... You're a figment of my imagination, that's it! Then join me in your imagination, theory, and this can all be some fantastical dream and more. Reuben needs attention. Reuben.
It's cold.
Come home, then. Come on, you can do it. Just say yes. I would prefer acceptance over force. You don't have power here. We didn't. It's part of the rules. There was no invitation. It's the spring equinox, dearie. The veil is at its thinnest. I could hop to and fro whenever I please. Don't we mess or anything? We aren't. We
well.
Theory, but you did. You lost our game, and Reuben was so rude to leave without saying goodbye earlier. That doesn't cost you give it up. I already have your name, whether you like it or not. It belongs to me right now. Thus, I have authority over you. So take my hand. Agree to come with me home, Eloise McCree, Reuben Casey.
Eloise McCree and Crocus is voiced by Madison Mastarelli. Maeve Casey is voiced by B. Whipper. Reuben Casey is voiced by Brian Parker. Georgie Walsh is voiced by Christian Marshall. Edwin O'Hagan is voiced by Cameron Driggers. Teddy O'Hagan is voiced by Colden Swift. And Lottie Maloney is voiced by Jasmine Sola. What Lies in Wait is produced by Arch Pingle and Evianca Robinson. Written by Arch Pingle. Casted by Kelly Tanner. Scheduled and managed by Evianca Robinson. Promoted by Jared Coles. Engineered by June Ogden. This episode was produced by Arch Pingle and Jared Coles. This concludes the analysis of tape number 6. This evidence is integral to our ongoing initiative to uncover the truth behind What Lies in Wait. To share your insights, please use our secure contact email, whatliesinwait, A as in alpha, D as in delta, @gmail.com. Your engagement is vital to our continued pursuit of the truth. Until the next briefing, ensure the operational security of these confidential files.